defeated, because we can't just oppose the New World Order, transhumanist death cult. We've also got to promote something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that that comes with a lot of decentralization. I mean, just in this country. And of
bingo.
Course,
everything's about decentralization.
Everything.
Because that puts it back in the people's. You just.
Exactly.
Wow. That, I don't say that enough. Decentralization's king.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to talk about it. I mean, going back to the hurricane. I mean, imagine how much better it would have been if these people, if these locals were given the money and they were like, hey, here is the money. You guys go do what you need to do to help your neighbors. Who's going to know best? Of course, the people that live there, the people that are on the ground, the people that are seeing the devastation, who know the area. And so, I mean, you can take every single issue that's plaguing this country and just take it back to decentralization. And once we start doing that, once we start doing mass deportations, which absolutely has to happen, we can really start talking about, you know, gaining ground.
And I'm glad you say that, because I talk about the solution being close to God, loving your family, then being informed, then standing up for yourself, then not being politically correct, even in small ways. And that's all important. And I talk about it some, but you just, when you said that this morning when I was exercising, I got blood pumping through my brain, it, you know, works better then. I'm like, I've got to explain why you need to know how to farm or even have a garden or know how to fix your car and demand cars that we're even allowed to fix. The new ones they've been making, you can't even fix because they want you separated. They're destroying the human system, not even for convenience, but in their own great reset to make us obsolete so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. And people say, why do you care about Australia or Germany or, you know, Brazil? Because it's the same global corporate banking BlackRock system that is attacking them and testing systems that they're using on us and them. And they can't get power if we do have sovereign nations and if we do have sovereign local areas and different cultures. So that's how the globalists will be stopped, is through real diversity. When they say diversity, they mean none of you actually have your sovereignty or culture. And then we have this monochromatic New World Order you all accept that they call diversity, but it's actually the opposite.
Right, right. No, you're exactly right. I mean, look, it's going to take a lot of work. And thank God for people like you who are coming out there and explaining to people, you guys have to take a step back. You have to learn how to farm. You have to learn how to do these things. But I do think that Americans have woken up since COVID. I don't think they're all the way there yet, but I do think that there was an awakening that happened during COVID where a lot of people who didn't think the government would ever do all of the things that they did, mandatory mass vaccinations, shutting down your home, you're not allowed to leave your home, shutting down your work, and then saying, don't worry, we shut you down, but here, we're going to take a lot of your taxpayer money and we're going to fund you guys to live.
And then a year later, those jobs are gone forever.
Exactly. Exactly right. So I do think that there is sort of a shift and an awakening that has happened since 2020. We just need to build on that and capitalize off of that as well.
I agree. I mean, if you read the Rockefeller Foundation and UN plans 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that's how I knew it was coming. And people are like, how did Jones say 14 years ago they're going to release a virus and then give you a poison shot that erases your immune system? And because it was in the documents. People watched me on Jesse Ventura's show, you know, saying that 2009, even before Operation Lockstep. And then, you know, the new X-Files series, Carter, you know, told a Variety, he said, no, I mean, I got that off the Alex Jones show. I'm not trying to brag. It's just, it shows our influence. So people know that the pro-human liberty movement just doesn't have the general public. We also have thinkers who aren't bad guys who see that. So they made the new reboot in 2016, right when Trump was being elected, about the government releasing a virus to scare people, giving them a shot that erases your immune system so they can control them. And then they actually did that, and they now admit that's what it's done. And people ask how I know that, because they tell you. The UN said 20 years ago, we're going to use a succession of disease X's, meaning not known yet, to bring in world government. And then they brag about how they did it. But the good news is that was their ace card. That was their big move. And it had traction at first, but it blew up in their face and has caused the biggest awakening ever.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, does it ever get tiring, Alex, of explaining this to people, and you're like, it's on their website, the Great Reset. It's on their website. Just go see it. Just go type it out.
The Rockefeller Foundation said we'll use the virus to get rid of the, and we'll train people to be locked in their homes, which will lower their carbon footprint. And then after COVID, they said, now this trains you to stay in your home. Now we're going to have carbon lockdowns.
Right.
I mean, it's like, this all tells you.
Right, right. They're telling on themselves all the time. All you have to do is just go literally look at the documents.
I see it all over X. Like, Jones must be one of them. How's he know all this? Because they tell us. And it's weird. Have you ever noticed somebody puts a rumor out? I said, I heard from a gas station attendant that a colonel told him, while he was putting oil in his car that they're planning martial law. And I'm like, here's the actual martial law plan from last month. It's like, it's whatever. I don't even care about that.
Right, right. Yeah, it's incredible. But I mean, again, you know, there are a lot of people who spread actual conspiracy theories on X, but I'm so grateful that that Elon Musk took that and got it back to the people. And of course that he finally allowed you back on there.
Yeah, I mean, he's not shadow banned. I mean, we know how it was done to him. Remember 2 years ago, they were blocking his post by false flagging it as bad.
Yeah.
And then you don't even see it, but it's in the algorithm that blocks you, but it's still being done to me and everybody else, but we're still there.
You're there, right?
Well, people can by hand go get it, and they can by hand share the videos and articles.
Right.
But if they don't do it, it's not going to happen.
Right, exactly right. But yeah, I mean, I think that it tells a lot about where we are in society that Americans have been so trained to believe the government. Whatever the government talking point is, you just believe it instead of going out there and looking at the information yourself. It's right there, readily available for you to consume if you so choose. And instead, there are way too many Americans who have for so long just believed what the government told them. I just, again, I think with COVID, that was the beginning of the awakening of people saying, no, I don't think I'm doing this again.
Well, here's another example. Democrats for decades have been giving illegal aliens driver's licenses and saying they only vote in local elections, but most local elections are part of the federal and state election. It's just every once in a while there's an some kind of runoff or somebody dies, so they've got to have a special election. And then people don't believe it still because the left, while they say they're doing it, also say it doesn't exist. But then the Secretary of State, as you know, 2 weeks ago, says, yeah, we're going to let people vote with non-citizen IDs. People go, what is that? I mean, it's just crazy.
Here in the state of Texas, I mean, this is a state where you would expect that that would not happen. But you're talking about places like Alabama. I'm sure you saw this in Alabama. Alabama was involved in a lawsuit against the DOJ because Alabama was removing the non-citizens from their voter rolls so that they couldn't participate in the federal election. The DOJ sued them, and a judge just recently told Alabama they had to reinstate those voters because that was a form of voter suppression.
And the same thing's happening now in Georgia. Sarah Gonzalez, if people don't know who you are, they do now, though you're very popular. You are got a firecracker broadcast. Tell people how they find you and how they can spread your show.
Sure, yeah, I appreciate that. It's Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me, of course, on Blaze TV. And you can find me on X. It's at Sarah Gonzalez TX. And then the show is, of course, Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered.
And we got about a minute and a half left. Gut level. What do you see happening in 16 days? I can't believe it's that close.
Yeah, I would say, look, I don't think I did a documentary in the state of Michigan about voter fraud. I do think the state of Michigan is they're going to rig it. But I think other than that, I think that Trump is going to come out of this as the 47th president. I think that it's going to be close in a couple states, not because of real votes, but because the Democrats are going to rig it as much as they know how. I just think that it's going to be too big to rig.
I agree with that, except MTG said this when she was on in the second hour. And because I watched the Democrats, it's true. There's so much election fraud here in Texas, and they're blocking Ken Paxton from investigating or charging. The Democrats are planning to do a real sneak attack. I think there's a good chance Texas goes blue. If people don't believe that, they're going to try.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, Alex.
I'm people better vote.
I know. Don't take anything for granted. Go vote.
Sarah Gonzalez, you back to Dallas after this?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Texas-Georgia game tomorrow, and then I'm back to Dallas.
All right, you're down here. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
I snuck in the Texas OU game via TV last weekend. It was fun to hang out with my parents watching it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I rarely watch it, but it's good to have a little R&R here.
Yeah.
Sarah Gonzalez, TX on X. All right, Jay Dyer's loaded for bear, and then Owen Schroyer. Spread the links, folks, and support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars.